During the Easter season, we often read from the Gospel of John. And John is so different from the other three Gospels. He's written somewhat later. There's been more time for a theological development. And the other three, they all kind of follow the same pattern. But John's is quite different. So in this Gospel this morning, we hear one of those differences. In the other three, at the Last Supper, the main part of that story is the institution narrative, that he took bread, broke it, gave it to them, and said, take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body. And the same with the cup. That's not told in the Gospel of John. John presumes that everybody already knows that. He's more concerned about what it means. And so he tells two things in place of the institution narrative. The first thing he tells is the washing of the feet. And for all of you who were here on Holy Thursday at the Mass of the Lord's Supper, we acted that out. That's part of the Mass of the Lord's Supper every year. We read that gospel from John about the washing of the feet. And he says, I who am master and creator of all am your servant. And so if I am willing to stoop and wash your feet, you must also be willing to stoop and wash each other's feet. That it's about service. And love is about service. It's about laying down your life. It's about giving yourself over to the other. That's the first thing he tells. And then the second thing he tells is what we heard this morning. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So what's new about this? I mean, every religion talks about love. The golden rule, love others as you would love your, have them love you. I mean, who can't figure that out? What's new about this love that he's talking about? What's new is, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Love is paschal in the divine sense. It's always about giving one's life. And the Greek word that's used here is agape, which is different from the other Greek words for love. It has very little to do with physical attraction. It's not eros, erotic love, the physical attraction. It's not philios, the liking one another or having an affection for one another. It's laying down your life. It's, I would die for you. And Jesus says, no greater love can anyone have than to lay down their life for their friends. This is how Christ has loved us. He offered his life for us. Now, this paschal love, because Christ is the paschal lamb, it's he's the Passover lamb, the willing sacrifice for our salvation. And so if we participate in that love, then we are participating in divine love, because this is what divine love is. In the Trinity, they're all laying down their life for each other. They've been doing that for all eternity. It's all about the giving of life and the receiving back of that same gift. And so that's the kind of unity, that's the kind of love that Jesus wants his church to have until the end of time and then on into eternity. Love is paschal. We are not encouraged by Jesus to have human kind of love. And there is human love, and we're capable of that, and anybody can accomplish that. But human love starts with a physical attraction. It starts with an affection that's sort of natural, and then we build on that. But in Christian love, in agape, it really doesn't depend on those things. It's determined by our association with Christ. So we're baptized into him. It all starts with baptism. We are baptized into that dying love. So baptism is a death. We die to sin. We die to the old life so that we might resurrect, so that we might rise to a new life in Christ. And what's new is that it's in Christ. We are incorporated into his body. We have a dynamic, mystical union with him so that we become adopted children of God. We have the same filial relationship with God that he did and that he always has. We've been drawn up into divine life. And so what is expected of us is more than what is merely human. What is expected of us is divine love. And divine love is paschal. And how do we get the courage and resolve to do that? Well, we commune with that over and over again in the Eucharist. It's not by accident that Jesus gives this command in the context of the Last Supper, in the context of the first Eucharist. Because love is Eucharistic. We recall here every Sunday the death that he died for us, that love is paschal. And we embrace the welcome that he gives to us to come and join him in that death, to offer our lives as a sacrifice, to live our lives paschally. And so we eat it and we drink it. We commune with him here. We renew our baptism. Eucharist is always a renewal of baptism. It's the completion of initiation that happens over and over again so that we might be graced by this union, transformed into divinity by this union, so that we can go out and be Christ to the world, witnessing to this paschal joy, this paschal feast of the Lamb of sacrifice, having been joined to that sacrifice, having been made sacrificial, having been made paschal. We can change the world. We can do our small, tiny little part in transforming this world into the kingdom of God.